All right, Hunter Lawrence, man, still a great day. Got to take this going forward. You were sending it at the end of Moto 2.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, that's awesome, but this is his brother, so how is he going to figure this out once you get close to him?
Yeah, I was hoping there'd be a little, all I was looking for was a square edge bump that kicked his bike a little sideways, and that was, okay, you know, yeah, that yeah, was something yeah. as little as that.
Yeah.
Just anything to show a wheel, because that's all it takes sometimes. So it was tough. The one corner I was great in all moto was the second turn,
the left, after
you drop down, and I, for some reason, thought, you know, I'm going for it, and I'm going to go outside this time, because I seen him go middle, and I lost a little there, so that was a sick, so that was a sick line choice, and whatever presented itself, the only other spot I had was right before the mechanic slam, when we go double, outside there, I was going to right wider than him, and then I could have tried the dash across there, but still would have been close,
Yeah, one of those things where you're like, okay, like the ideal plan is to not let him get you earlier in the race. That's the ideal plan, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, like Moto 1, right?
Right. when Sexton flew across the front of you there, were you like, hey, man, what's up?
I mean, like that.
It was odd.
In my head, I was like, okay, yeah, he's there, and I kind of checked out. I didn't think anything of it because I know, like, that double into there, you did slam onto that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll watch it. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. Right. I mean, dude, obviously had a shitty first moto, so I can understand. You know?
I heard you were not a fan of the track prep.
Nah, man, Colorado is one of the most beautiful. Thunder Valley, it's one of the most beautiful tracks. The ruts, I get people that don't like slot car racing and stuff, but we haven't had that first two rounds. Sure. I think we still have, like, dude, there was no ruts that stuck.
Yeah.
Except some in the up ramp that would.
Yeah. Right,
the
right.
sections where you're like, eh, it probably doesn't have to get deep, and there's holes and kicking you back. So, yeah, it was, man, not a traditional.
So you want to rip deeper, a little more water, like have some ruts here and there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, you can go walk at the track. It don't even look like Thunder Valley, you know. And I never like to complain about the tracks because it always is like he's just because he didn't win or because he didn't or whatever it is. You know, it's easy to point the finger. So I never like to be that guy, but I do.
For the record, I asked you. You didn't come out with it.
Yeah, so, no, I think we could have done. Again, I don't know, the weather leading up to this could have been stupid hot, and it's just any water they put just dried it up. I'm not sure.
Back to the old suspension stuff, and Lars, did you guys like it a little better?
Is that not clear to see?
Yeah, I mean, you've been great. I mean,
thank you. We did. We did like it a lot. Yeah. It was really good. The bike, with what it was having to handle today, track still did get very rough in the end, and more slippery. Like, it was rough, but it got so slippery with all the wood chips on the bumps, and you're turning a lot and hitting a lot of the bumps, and the bike really handled great. So,
well, hey, good day today, and red plate. It's pretty awesome, right? I mean, sure, he got the overall win, but you got the fucking red plate, so there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, it was cool.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, mate.
Cool.